this pain would be for evermore.
WSGW 827, your morning team show. The key word in the song, evermore.
Hey, December.
As you're in the broadcast studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and in your home studio, Art Lewis, enjoying a little Taylor Swift this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was not familiar.
I play it because her album Evermore is the subject of a lawsuit from a theme park outside Salt Lake City. The theme park is named Evermore, and it opened in 2018. Evermore Parks, to be exact. So the lawsuit is against Taylor Swift that accuses her of trademark infringement. The park says that the Evermore album is infringing on the park's merchandise designs, such as the T-shirts with the logo, bags, purchase, patches, keychains, even replica dragon eggs that the park sells. Taylor Swift's lawyers say the allegations are baseless, pointing out that Swift does not sell dragon eggs, dragon mounts, guild patches, or anything else remotely characterized by the theme park.
Or use their logo, I suspect.
Or use their logo as well. I mean, really, just because of the name. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a tough time winning that one because she's just using the words.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But, I suppose when you're famous like Taylor Swift and you have a lot of money,
somebody they want to go after it.
We'll throw this up against the wall and see what happens.
Well, yeah, anything's possible after that whole Pharrell lawsuit that happened a few years ago when he was accused of plagiarizing Marvin Gaye, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't hear Pat very well.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. If I'd have thought about it, actually, I would have said if I was the Evermore Park people, I'd have approached Taylor Swift and said, hey, can we use your album to promote the park? I'd have jumped on her popularity.
Yeah, right, yeah. They might have become a little more known.